USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An FDA advisory panel has recommended that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine should have a booster shot. But whether the vaccines can be mixed and matched and still be effective is uncertain. Dr. Peter Marks is the head of the FDA Center for Biologics and Evaluation Research.
We don't know from these short-term studies what the longer-term effect of mix and match will be.
Former President Clinton will spend some more time in the hospital after a urological infection spread through his body. Doctors say he's recovering fine and that his wife Hillary has been with him. President Biden called to wish him well.
He's doing fine. He really is. And he's going to be released from the hospital. And we talked about, which we were going to do before, getting together. I haven't seen him in a while. I'm going to come over and have some lunch and talk.
Doctors say his hospitalization is not heart or COVID related. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The man who's suspected of killing Gabby Petito, Brian Laundrie, has resumed. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The Pasco County Sheriff's Office saying they were called in by the FBI and are using their canine cadaver dogs at the Carlton Reserve. Crews have been through the area several times in the past month. Laundrie has not been charged in the death of Gabby Petito, but is deemed a person of interest. This after he returned from their cross-country road trip alone in September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
British police say terrorism is what caused a member of the British Parliament to be murdered. David Amos was stabbed while meeting with constituents at a church in Essex, just east of London. Police say a 25-year-old man has been arrested. They also say they believe the suspect acted alone and there's no danger to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Three explosions rocked a mosque in Afghanistan's southern province of Kandahar during prayers on Friday, killing more than 50 people. The attack occurred at the Shiite Imam Barga Mosque in Kandahar. It was the second consecutive attack during Friday prayers on a Shiite mosque in Afghanistan this week. Authorities said at least 50 people were killed and at least 100 were injured in the blasts. The Taliban police commander said he expected the death toll to increase. Last Friday, a similar attack in Kunduz killed and injured more than 100 people. The timing of the attack ensured that the mosque would be crowded for Friday prayers. The Islamic State Khorasan province claimed responsibility for both last week and this week's attack. A Taliban spokesman said those responsible would be brought to justice. The person assigned to fix our supply chain problems is on maternity leave. USA's Lance Pry reports.
The supply chain in America is at a critical stage, resulting in goods not reaching the American households. Journalist for The Federalist, Eddie Scarry on Fox News, says Pete Buttigieg, the man in charge of the supply chain crisis, is not at work and on maternity leave.
Pete Buttigieg, his affirmative action hire, one of his many, is supposed to be the point person on this. We just learned, I believe yesterday, he's on maternity leave. He's on family leave. You're not hearing much about that under this president.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.